I want to talk to you about Jacob's dream. We all know about Jacob's dream. We have learned it in Sunday school. I just want to take you through that small part of it and then pray and close and pray that what sets you apart from others is not your skill set. What sets you apart from the next person, your colleague sitting next to you, is not your health or wealth. What sets you apart is the heavenly vision. What sets you apart is the heavenly vision. What is the vision that you have got from heaven? The view which you have about God should percolate into every areas of your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So what I'm telling you is, your view about God changes your lifestyle. It includes your talk. It includes your walk. It includes your dressing. It includes your passion. Every day, friends, you're walking and going to the office. Why in the world? Getting money? But are you satisfied? No. You are called for a different purpose. You have a vision. You are a visionary. Lift your hand and say, I am a visionary. I have to be a visionary. My calling is to be a visionary. I have to see visions. I have an area which I have to work. I have to touch lives. Hallelujah. Can you hear it? Can you hear it in your spirit? What can you do? You alone can do many things. There are many things which I cannot do in your world, but you can do many things in your world. Jacob had the taste of what a dream was like. Look at Genesis chapter 28, and we will go through it very quickly. Genesis 28 and verse 1 said, and Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Isaac called Jacob and blessed him. Wow. Today God is calling you and blessing you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Today God is calling you into His house and blessing you.
Amen.
Now along with the blessing comes something very important. He charged him. Say, along with the blessing comes a charge.
Along with the blessing comes a charge.
Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Don't go here and there and look here and there. Look at what the Word of God says. Thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan. Christian life is not a licenseless life. Why did Isaac say this? Isaac in his old age had many other things to ponder. I want to tell you, your marriage life is the most important.
Amen.
I just rocked my baby and came here. I can say I'm the pastor, I have to be here. She my lead, thank God for the distance commute, we just came. I rocked the baby. Who will take care of my son if I don't take care? Your marriage is very important. Some people have the love jihad style of marriage. You know what is love jihad style? You go and fall in love. You are falling only. That's you yourself not it. You are falling
in love.
Then thank God there are no injuries. First itself injured. But then the love will cover all the injuries. Thou shalt not take a wife from Canaan. Means from the heathen. Their ways of life is different. They might be atheists. They might be a different theist altogether. All these thieves will put you into thee. Thee means fire. Malayalam, Tamil. Hallelujah. When you marry somebody, make sure that that person's belief system and ideals are at least having the same platform as yours.
Amen.
Somebody said praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
At least they should understand that the Bible is my constitution.
Amen.
I will follow the Bible. I follow the Bible. How many marriages are we seeing falling? How many of you have not seen a marriage failing? All this while. Any alien is here? I just want to know. We have seen around us marriages failing and faltering. Brangelina. What is Brangelina? Hindu? Brangelina? Brangelina, you know? No. Brad Pitt. Aged and a jolly went into bad Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt became and all of them children and all. It's gone. What about our Kamal Hassan? He had many and one officially got him. So we all know this. See, and what is happening in the church of God? I'm talking to you, a lot of divorces are happening inside the church. Why? Just because of the fact that they married to the wrong person. For people who are getting married, let me tell you, you might fall in love, fall blind, dumb and deaf. Before you say yes to a man, make sure that you have a counseling, a proper scriptural counseling. A proper scriptural counseling where you both come together in agreement that whatever happens, we will follow God's word and what His servants say in our life. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So Isaac is telling, son, only one thing I have to tell you. Don't go and get any wives
from Canaan.
From Canaan. But get it from my household, from my clan, hallelujah, from your mother's house, who have a little bit of commonality with you, hallelujah. Tomorrow Valentine's Day is coming, don't go and fall down prostrate before anybody. Is it scriptural for Valentine's Day?
No.
So I didn't preach. It is not scriptural. Don't go and wear red and white and... After marriage, I did that stunt once. I got that forward and somebody said on Valentine's Day, if you are red, if you wear red, what it means? Huh? Nobody knows, huh? Hey, come on. Green means you are free. Red means you are occupied. I heard that. I do not know. You know? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So women, put a check shirt for your husband. Don't go into black and white and magenta. There are a lot of meanings. Hallelujah. If possible, sit at home and have a fasting prayer. My daughter came and told me, Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day. I was like, wow, who told you that? And then I had to explain to her that this is just love, puppy love, it's not love and all of those. I don't know how I'll make your children also the same way, I'm telling you. Hallelujah. So make sure, Valentine's Day is not scriptural. That is the day where the enemy dances his tunes to spoil people's lives. You can say I love you any other day, not only Valentine's Day. But before you propose to somebody, make sure that your belief system is the same. Look at 1 Kings 11 and verse 3. 1 Kings 11 and verse 3. 1 Kings 11 and verse 3. And he had 700 wives. Who? You know it. That's why he's the wisest man. Why? 700 wives. He didn't have a hemorrhage. He didn't have a stroke. He didn't have an upset. He didn't have a stomach upset. He handled all 700 very well. In fact, they also handled it. That's what we read. Hallelujah. 300 concubines. That is illegal. So 700 legal, 300 illegal. He hit 1,000. If they all come, there will be a big church. Solomon's church. 1,000 people. 700. All ladies only. 700 wives, 300 concubines. And his wives turned away his heart. That's the problem. When you are in a relationship with somebody, hallelujah. Now both of you don't star and all yet. So when you have his wives turned away his heart, verse 4, for it came to pass when Solomon was old that his wives turned away his heart after other gods, and his heart was not perfect with the Lord his God as was the heart of David his father. For Solomon went after Ashtoreth, the goddess of Sidonians, and after Milcom, the abomination of Ammonite. See, in the young age, at least he was little okay. But when he was old, he went off. It's not how you start that matters. It's how you end that matters. So have proper relationships around you. There will be living culture. There will be living relationship culture. It's against God's word. The Bible says, for a man shall have one wife, not 1,000 wives. Amen. And when you marry to that wife, make sure that your belief system is okay and you follow God's word and not anything else. Amen. Amen. So Jacob starts his journey with that command. And we read in Genesis chapter 28, hallelujah, that verse 6 says, Genesis 28 verse 6, when Esau saw that Isaac had blessed Jacob and sent him away to Padan Aram to take him a wife from thence, and that he blessed him, he gave a charge saying, thou shalt not take a wife of the daughters of Canaan, and that Jacob obeyed his father and mother. Listen, people of God, obey your father and mother. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Children, obey your parents. Hallelujah. Proverbs 3. Let's come quickly. Hallelujah. The path of Jacob's obedience was very important. Hallelujah. Proverbs chapter 3. It's very important that we follow the blessings and the guidance of our spiritual parents also. Spiritual parents. How many of you know spiritual parents? Amen. My son, Proverbs 3 verse 1. My son, forget not my law, but let thy heart keep my commandments. For the length of days and long life and peace, they shall add to thee.
Amen.
How many of you sit for some time and hear from your fathers and mothers? Not these days fathers and mothers do poking business. You know what is poking business? Hey, what did your wife cook today? Sambar sadam. Oh, you sambar sadam. Here you are eating 24/7 chicken biryani and she is giving you sambar. Put that sambar on her face. That's wrong. Listen, friends. If any of your parents are advising you to ill-treat your wife or husband, tell them, I will tell to my pastor, he will call you. We are having enough and more problems on our head. Live in peace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
If it is sambar sadam, eat that sadam happily. Last week I went to this hospital, Rainbow Hospital, and the doctor was a UK returnee. So he looked at me and he thought I was, because he was having the child, he thought that I do not know how to take a child. So he, first itself, he had a grumpy face. He made a summary. This fellow is not, he's not helping his wife. So he said, you know how to change the nappy, wash the diaper and all those things. Middle sheep said, yeah, he knows everything. But he didn't believe. So after he gave the vaccination, he gave the child to me. I caught the child very quickly and gladly. Hallelujah. Because he was a UK returnee, he had a... And he said why he returned from UK. You know why? He said, my family is more important.
Amen.
A Hindu doctor knows it. Christian saints don't understand. Somebody said, praise the Lord. In UK, you cannot scold your son and daughter. If you scold your son and daughter, you will know what is law like. You will be inside the bar. But our people are praying, Lord, send me to. Send me to UK. I want to tell to all shelter house members, H-1B visa, time is over. Don't have any other goals. Get a B-1 visa, take 2 weeks, break and come back. Hallelujah. Forget about going and staying there. Somebody said, it's good for you and your children. If you want to trouble your children, go to UK, Ireland or anybody. Any for us, India is better. Hallelujah. So, it says, the length of the days, long life, peace, they shall add to thee. So take some time to hear from your parents. Obey what they say. Your pastor may have a viewpoint about something. You should not say, pastor, he will say many things. That's all. What does it say? Obey your spiritual parents. I consider with all humility, all of you are my children.
Amen.
You might be elder than me, younger than me, age old, that doesn't matter. For me, all of you are like our children. And we want you to walk in the steps of the Lord.
Amen.
Sometimes you may take the rod. I'm not this polished preacher. Oh, everything is okay, ma. You come, ma. If we say something, it starts from your profile picture in WhatsApp. I scan through it. Not simply, just to see how your spiritual life is. Because it reveals a lot. Amen?
Amen.
Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
So if you are in that, otherwise you can be in that mall culture where you sit, hallelujah, where you go and nobody will want, mind anything. I told in the Tamil service, you want people to come here, I just need to grow my hair. I just need to grow my hair. Put a half cut beard. What is it? Half cut beard. Not full cut, half cut. Like chicken half you cut. No. Half cut beard. Put a baggy pant with 9 offering bags here. People will come. But people are not coming because our church is uncomfortable for sinners.
Amen.
We tell sinners, come back to Jesus. We are not condemning anybody. But we say, you come back, get back to the Lord. Come back to your Savior. Run with passion. That's what we preach.
Amen.
From this place. And we will preach till the end of the ministry.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So Esau seeing that the daughters of Canaan pleased not Isaac his father. Verse 9, then Esau went unto Ishmael and took unto the wives which he had. He went unto Ishmael. See, Esau was somebody who was wired. Whatever he did displeases God. There are some saints in the church also. Whatever they do, boomerangs on them. This fellow, instead of going, see, first itself, Isaac is old. He saw Jacob going to Padan Aram to get a wife. This fellow, old fellow Esau, the Bible says before itself, Esau's wives troubled Rebekah and Isaac. With all the landmines in the house, he went and married another atom bomb. You understand what I'm saying? With all the landmines which were so, Rebekah and Isaac were so troubled because imagine, you are a God-fearing household. And there is some people of the other faith coming and putting all these things. This is what happens in other families also. When somebody accepts Christianity, they also have their own issues. Let me tell you, friends, your faith with the Lord is yours.
Amen.
And let not any relationship trouble them.
Amen.
Every relationship you have, write it down. Every relationship you have should promote your walk with God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise.
Your wife should say, come, let's have family prayer. I pray that next Thursday some wives will have compass. Have a compass. Morning, husband will not wake up. For one injection. Let them come. I'm just kidding. Don't do anything like that. We should aid people. We should help people in their pursuit of God. Then you and your husband and your wife or your child come together. And after a day's tiring work, just say, let's look to the Lord in prayer. The presence of God comes down in your home. And that's what Jacob's dream talks all about. Now, let's look at verse 10. And Jacob went out from Beersheba and went toward Haran, and he lighted upon a certain place and tarried there all night because the sun was set. He took of the stones of that place, put them for his pillows, and laid them down in his place to sleep. Well, I like Jacob because if he sleeps, he had a. Some people, wherever they can, they will sleep. Even in the church, up in this big sermon, they can sleep. See, Jacob had a particular level for sleeping. If he slept, he will have a pillow. That's why we don't have any pillows here. Jacob was very particular about his sleep. When he sleeps, his head should be rested well. So the Bible says the sun was set upon that place. The sun set. He could not move further. So he took a pillow. What was the pillow? Duroflexer. What is the latest one? Peps, not Peps. Stone. Stone pillow. He put his head on the stone pillow. I don't know how he slept on the stone pillow. And lay down, verse 12, and he dreamed. Everybody say, and he dreamed.
And he dreamed.
I pray that you will also have some good dreams this week.
Amen.
And he dreamed.
Amen.
Let dreams and visions be inside your blood.
Amen.
While you see this place, you should say, this place is too less. We should go somewhere.
Yes. Amen.
Dream. Hallelujah. And he dreamed a dream. I pray that you will have some good godly dreams in the coming week for the glory of the Lord.
Amen.
And that dream will change nations and people groups altogether. Hallelujah. Because the Bible says in the last days, I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh. How many fleshes? Have flesh? Upon all flesh. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. Hallelujah. And he dreamed, and behold, a ladder set upon the earth, and the top of it reached to heaven. And behold, the angels of God ascending and descending on it. Simple dream. Hallelujah. Many Jewish people say that place where the foot of the earth, the ladder was, that is the Temple Mount. Yes, amen. And he dreamed the dream. And he said the ladder set upon the earth. I want to tell you, precious people of God, though you didn't dream this, God brought this into reality when he sent his son Jesus on the cross. You needn't dream a ladder. You have already the ladder inside your heart, the ladder of grace. I'm telling you, friends, hallelujah, you needn't dream about a ladder that rises from earth to heaven. You don't need a ladder. You have it in your heart because the Lord Jesus shed his blood on the cross, and you have Jesus living inside of you. You have a connection from earth to heaven, crossing the galaxies, crossing the, hallelujah, Milky Way galaxy, crossing the planets, crossing the universe. You can reach God if you believe that your hallelujahs are echoed in heaven, if you believe that your prayers are echoed in heaven, if you believe that your hands, when it is lifted up, are lifted up to the throne of God. Praise the Lord for some time. We have a ladder. We have a ladder in the Lord Jesus. We have a ladder in the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. And the angels are descending and ascending. That is good news. You're not in demonic territory. You're in angelic territory. You're in angelic territory. Lift your hands and say, I'm in angelic territory. I'm in angelic territory. What are the angels doing? Descending. They're bringing the blessings to you. This moment, without your knowledge, some blessings have been deposited. Some blessings have been deposited in your life. What are the angels taking up words? Your prayers and supplications and your praises. Hallelujah. Come on, do some spiritual work in this place. You have in your heart. You have in your heart. If Jacob had a ladder, you have Christ in you. Christ in you. The hope of glory. What Jacob dreamed has become a reality in your heart. What Jacob dreamed has become a reality in your life. One moment and you're in heaven. Angels descending, bringing blessings. Angels ascending, taking your prayers to the throne of God. Hallelujah. There are all verses here. You know the verses. You want the verses? Acts 10. Go and read it. Cornelius, the angel comes down. Your arms are received in heaven. Hallelujah. I have come to bless you. What about, hallelujah, the angels going upwards? You know in Revelation, hallelujah, chapter 7, the angel taking the censer of smoke, of incense. And the Bible says those, that incense is the prayers of the saints.
Amen.
How many saints are here this morning?
Yes.
Washed by the blood of the Lamb. Washed by the blood of the Lamb.
Amen.
If you are not a saint, then obey the good news.
Yes.
And take baptism.
Hallelujah.
Take baptism. Hallelujah. Oh, rakabala deke. And then, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Can we read John 1:51 also? John 1 and verse 51. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. John 1 and verse 51. Hallelujah.
And he said unto him,
Verily, I say unto you,
Hereafter ye shall see
heaven opened,
and the angels of God
ascending and descending
upon the Son of Man.
Amen.
Now, what is the ladder?
Jesus, heaven. Yes.
Hereafter, to whom is Jesus telling this? To Nathanael. Nathanael, who just wanted something good from the Lord. If your heart is simple, I just want some good from God.
Amen.
You will see the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man.
Amen.
The heavens are.
Hallelujah.
How many of you understand that heavens are open?
Amen.
That's it for us, that's enough. What else you need? Heavens.
Hallelujah.
Are open for you. Heavens are open for you. And the Bible says, God stood above it. Everybody say, the Lord stood above it and said, I am the Lord God of Abraham, thy father, and the God of Isaac. The land where you lie, to thee I will give it.
Amen.
Jacob, all alone, he had just the father's blessings. He wanted to obey the father. Lay down on the ground. He had a revelation of Jesus. Friends, when you have a revelation of Jesus, the place where you lie, the Lord will heal. The place where you lie. I'm telling you, you need to have the revelation of Jesus. The place where you lie, the Lord will give to you. You will have possessions, spiritual possessions. Today, the Lord is writing some deeds in your favor. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Somebody said, praise the Lord. Somebody said, praise the Lord. And said, Jesus, I love you. Oh, hallelujah. The place where you lie, I will give it to you. Verse 14. And thy seed shall be as the dust of the earth. So numerous that you cannot count. And thou shalt spread abroad. Everybody says, spreading abroad. To the west. And to the east. And to the south.
And to the north.
And in thee. And in thy seed shall all the families of the earth be healed. I'm telling you, how many of you believe that you are the seed of Israel?
Hallelujah.
I've told you many times, you are the seed of Israel. We are the church seed. So when you are the church seed, you have certain protocols. You have no mandate to walk and act like an actress. No, hallelujah will come.
Hallelujah.
Actress will have their fashions. Six pack, seven pack, some people spoil their body. How they spoil their body? Well, do anything, but don't make anything as your idea. Hallelujah. From today on, when you look to your east, your west, to the north, your south, you should say, this is for the Lord.
Yes.
This is for the Lord. Don't see, some people are so uncertain. They look down and north. Don't look down and north. North, south, east, west. This is for the Lord. Because I am the seed of Israel.
Yes.
Do you believe that you are the seed of Israel?
Yes.
You have no mandate to walk like actors and actresses. No? Here you see, the Lord will give it to you. The children will spread abroad. Our seed will be mighty in the land.
Hallelujah.
Somebody said, praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
The time when Tia, Ryan, all these guys get forward, with them, we will see a great spiritual revival.
Amen.
They're not going to dance to their tunes, but they are going to dance to their tune.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you see that?
Yes.
For the first start family prayer in your house. Let your child know that the father and mother are people devout, fearing the Lord, opening the Bible.
Hallelujah.
What is your doctrine? see any filth in the movie theaters. You don't see any filth in the serials. You don't see any filth. But you work towards the holiness. Quotient. Hallelujah. Your seed shall be as the dust. If you do not have a seed, I'm telling you, you're going to have a seed. Lift your hands and say, I'm going to have a seed. Don't worry, friends. If you're some others are ready to, I don't want any more. Come on. Leave it all. You have 12 or 15. Let the church of God expand. Your spiritual seed, what is that? Let that be like the dust of the earth.
Amen.
How many of you accept that authority?
Amen.
The word of God gives you authority. You are not fearless people. Your seed shall be as the dust of the earth. And the Bible says, verse 15, a beautiful promise. And behold, first there is the promise of possessions. Then there is the promise of descendants. And the third promise is the promise of His presence. I am with thee and will keep thee in all places where you go. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, friend, when you go to the office, when you go to the road, when you touch the Marathali Silk Road, hallelujah, don't think that you're all alone. You have the gentle presence of your Savior watching over you. Lift your hands and say, I have my Savior watching over me. My brother Sujo is driving in the bicycle. Hallelujah. I'm comforted, not because of the safety of Bangalore roads, but because of the safety in the everlasting arms. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Let there be some cyclists in shelter house. Your toppe will go inside. It's good. Hallelujah. Glory to God. But those who love and cherish it, you're welcome to join me. May the Lord bless you. Hallelujah. See, there are some mechanisms. Maybe, but what has to grow outside has to grow. You put it inside, that is injurious. In my humble opinion. Praise the Lord. No, that's how God made us. Now you put it inside. What will happen? All the other organs will jump out. And the Bible says, I will bring thee again into this land where you saw the revelation. Remember, whatever happens, don't leave the land of revelation. Don't leave the land of revelation. The devil will first thing come to pluck you from the house of the Lord where you receive the revelation. The Bible says, I will bring you back to this place. No, that is the Calvary. Hallelujah. That is Calvary. And I will not leave thee until I have done that which I have spoken to thee of. This is God's passion for you.
Hallelujah.
You know what is God telling? I will not leave you until whatever I have said to you come to pass. Lift your hands and say, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I am encouraged in my ministry, not because of people. I am encouraged because of the one who promised me, I will not leave you until all these things which I have said to you come to pass. I will not leave you. I tell it to you. Hallelujah. The dreams in your heart which God has given you will come to pass. Hallelujah. With man it is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Hallelujah. Lift your hands and say, my hand is held by the Lord. My hand is held by the Lord. Come on, show it to the Lord. With faith, show it to the Lord. My hand is held by my Savior, and He will never leave me till whatever He has said regarding my life will come to pass. The devil must have issued an order against you. I'm telling you, it will not happen. What will happen is the word of the one which has held your hand. Hallelujah! Oh, praise the Lord! We are an angelic realm. We are not in demonic realm. We are held by the hands of God and not the enemy. Hallelujah! Somebody praise the Lord. Put your hands together and give God a shout of praise. Hallelujah! He deserves it. He deserves it. Who are we that He promises these things to us? Hallelujah! Glory to God! Bible says in verse 16, and Jacob woke. Everybody say Jacob woke.
Jacob woke.
This is the problem. Many people are in the dreamland. Calvary, wake up. This is the time for you to wake up. I'm telling you, precious people of God, Jesus has died for you in Calvary. Why are you waiting and sleeping again? Wake up.
Amen.
Touch your neighbor next to you and say, wake up. It's time to wake up.
Wake up.
It's time to wake up. It's time to wake up. Where's your husband? He is the one who sleeps. Hallelujah. Wake up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. just kidding. He's very active these days. And he was afraid. And he said, surely the Lord is in this place.
And I knew it not. Amen.
In the coming week, you're going to have the Lord is in this place. How many of you have a testimony that in Shelter House you have felt the presence of God?
Yes, I am.
I don't want any smoke here. I like here. The presence of God.
Hallelujah.
The presence of the Lord. Surely the Lord is in this place. I knew it not. Wow. Ah, you'll have those experiences in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Hallelujah. The Bible says, and he was afraid. See, when you see a real vision from the Lord, you'll be a little afraid. You'll not play around much. When you see these playboy worship leaders, you'll understand where they are. Hallelujah. I respect worship leaders who admire and revere the presence of the Lord. They do not make tracks to increase the CD and their money. No. They're the people who have a constant walk with the Lord. We are nobody to judge. Be far from me that we judge anybody. No. The first response to divine presence is fear. And all. And then he's now with us. Because the Bible says, perfect love casts out fear.
Amen.
And we love him.
Yes.
And he said, how dreadful is this place? Last week after the Sunday service, you many people went off. I come here, there are this biscuit, half biscuits and mixture. Friends, this is the presence of the Lord. Let's respect it. If you have a snacks, go behind and give to it. And if proper, if you can, how dreadful is this place. Make sure that your church is clean. Make sure that your houses are clean. How dreadful is this place. This is none other than the house of God. And this is the gate of heaven. From Calvary, you get a vision of the house of God. Calvary and the church, they are interrelated. Say interrelated. Without the church, no Calvary. Without Calvary, no church. Which is the house of God? The church. The church, not this building. The gathering. The gathering. The gathering. So wherever you find an opportunity to gather, go there and gather. Circle groups. We have a lot of things happening. That's the church. And that's why we read. I want to tell you that reference also I will give you. Pastor, where is it written that the house of God is the church? Where is it written? Anybody can help you? Help me? Where is it written? Oh, praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 3:15. I want all of you next rise to the next level. Is it a dream or is it a fiction? I don't know. But I sincerely pray that you will rise up to the next level. Somebody said, praise the Lord. 1 Timothy 3:15. But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave. Say, behave. In church, there is behavior. They will not like it. And he said, in the church there is a
behavior.
How you ought to behave thyself in the house of God. What is the house of God?
It
is the church of the living God.
Hallelujah.
So don't get angry with me when I tell something.
Amen.
When I tell you to get up early and come and serve in the church, don't get angry with me. The children are watching you. And I tell you, let's be more passionate, let's be, don't get angry with me, that you will know how to behave in the house of the Lord. This is the church, living God, the pillar and ground of truth. Which is the pillar and ground of truth for you in Bangalore?
The
church, Shelter House congregation.
Amen.
Know how to behave.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah, will come.
Amen.
This is the verse. Did I write this?
No.
1 Timothy 3:15. Then it's all to the house of the Lord. Once a person receives a true revelation of Calvary, he will spend his efforts in the house of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
See, you can have different ministries. I'm not against it, but it's all for the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Look at what Jacob is doing there.
Now, hallelujah, this portion is coming. Already, many of we have crossed in this already.
Jacob rose up early in the
morning.
First behavior change. He will rise up early in the
morning.
This is behavioral change, early in the morning. Oh Lord, you are my God, early in the morning will I see thee.
Hallelujah, alright. Next, took the stone that he had put for pillows. What is the stone which you have for your pillow?
Your workplace, your job. Many people are resting on that still. Take it out and put oil on it.
Amen.
My workplace is for the Lord.
Yeah.
My blessings are for the Lord.
Amen.
Your wife, your children, some people, before getting the dream wife of yours, came running to the church. After getting the dream wife, they are in Alice in Wonderland. Both of them together. Hallelujah. Have no problem. Be happy. But one day is coming when coral will come. So both of you should come. Oil. Hallelujah. God has given you children with oil. Pour oil over it. Lift your hands and say, convert the stones into pillars. Hallelujah. Pillows should change into pillars. Pillows, etc. For a pillar, pour oil upon the top of it. Let your jobs and workplace be consecrated in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. For whose use? For the Master's use. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So don't tell your work as an excuse for coming to the house of God, but consecrate your workplace and run for the house of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You understood this? This is spiritual. I need so much time to explain this. Let me read in verse 9. He called the name of that place Bethel, but the name of that city was called Luz at the first. And Jacob vowed a vow, saying, if God will be with me and will keep me in this way, I will go and will give me bread to eat and raiment to put on, so that I come again to my father's house in peace. Then the Lord shall be my God. Last 22. And this stone which I have set for a pillar shall be
God's
house. And of all that thou shalt give me, I will.
Surely.
What is that? I will doubtfully.
Surely.
What's it?
Surely.
I will surely.
Amen.
I will surely give you a.
Yes.
Now I want to tell you, when you have Jesus in your life, guarantee, some guarantee. Number one, God is with you. Verse 20.
Amen.
You needn't borrow a wall. Jesus is already there. First thing is, God will be with you. Second, God will keep you in the way which you go. Lift your hands and thank the Lord.
Amen.
God is with you.
Amen.
God will keep you in the way which you go. You have many seasons. Some pregnant women are there. Don't worry. I'm telling you, God will be with you.
Amen.
In this journey which you're taking. In your delivery, in your conception, everything. God will be with you. Third, He will give you bread to eat. How many of you want bread to eat? God will give you. Third, fourth, raiment, clothes to wear. That also taken care. And come again to my Father. Fifth thing, you will come to the Father in heaven's house with peace.
Amen.
When you have Jesus in your life, these five things happen. May it be yours.
Amen.
Hallelujah. But what you should do, and God is doing all these things, surely give unto Jesus. From my experience, friends, I have seen, when people have erred in their tithes, their health has been spoiled. I'm telling you, from my experience from 2008 to 2016, I can take records after records. I can spread the Excel sheet before you and can show you people who have tithed willingly have prospered. And God has been with them. That is God's faithfulness.
Amen.
That tithe, don't ask God whether it is right or wrong. Surely give it.
Amen.
First
Amen.
Thing, do it. When you do it as the last thing, many things will also become last in your life.
Amen.
Amen.
God knows how to deal with us. You want to teach God how to deal with you? You want to know how God deals with you? The same way you deal with Him, He deals with you.
Amen.
To the crooked, you show yourself?
Okay.
Bible says, Psalm 18. To the pure, you show yourself?
Yeah.
So how your response to God is, that is the response of God towards you.
Amen.